two big corporate deals to tell you about today. The online real estate company Zillow has agreed to buy its biggest rival, Trulia, for $3.5 billion. That's a deal that could be a game changer in the world of online real estate listings and real estate in general. And Dollar Tree is buying Family Dollar in a deal valued at $8.5 billion. Joining us now is Howard Davidowitz, chairman of Davidowitz & Associates. That's a retail consulting firm. Howard, welcome back.
Thanks for the invitation.
Well, why are these two dollar stores, these discount retailers, getting together?
One reason is outside investors putting a lot of pressure on Family Dollar, which has had earning problems led by Carl Icahn, pushing them to sell. Probably the right thing to do for the shareholders. This is a great segment. If you look at American retailing, the extreme value segment led by Dollar Tree, Dollar General, Family Dollar, one has been the fastest growing, highest return on investment, highest profitability. And then when you look at the overall American economy, we've seen in the last 6 years double the number of people in poverty. 6 years ago, we had 1 out of 12 Americans in poverty. Now we have 1 out of 6 Americans in poverty. So their audience is growing tremendously. We've doubled the number of people on food stamps, doubled the number of people on poverty. The middle class has shrunk tremendously. The number of people in poverty have grown tremendously. These stores appeal to those with very little money. The motivation to go there is a rock-bottom price. So, number one, they're growing like crazy. They're built, you know, these people are building thousands of stores a year as a group. So it's a great sector, extreme value. And if somebody gets a little weak, somebody's going to gobble them up because it's going to be a great deal.
But if you've got two of them getting together, just like if you had, let's say, two airlines getting together, do you see prices go up? Does it become the $2 store?
There's no way, because the winner in this is Dollar Tree. They are the cheapest of the cheap. Their stores don't sell anything above a dollar. If you look at who they're acquiring Family Dollar, whose most of their prices are in the $5 to $10 range. I would expect Family Dollar's prices to come down. Dollar Tree has the greatest return on investment and offers the lowest prices. So, no, I don't expect the prices to go up at all. I expect the prices to go down. These folks have been grabbing customers from Walmart and Target because they're the cheapest. I don't think they're going to forget that.
How does a Dollar General feel about this, two competitors getting together?
Oh, I don't think they're too happy about it because now they're competing against a bigger company that will have more power with the suppliers, will have more power with the real estate community, will have more ability to, with the real estate and be able to attract better people, operate at lower costs. They'll be able to leverage their costs over a wider base and offer even better deals. So I don't think any of the competitors are going to be too happy. I'm shocked that Walmart did not go after Family Dollar. I can't believe they didn't do it. They're building smaller stores. They've been jerking around for 12 years. They've never made it work, and they didn't go after this deal. I'm shocked. But I think this is a very workable deal.
Howard Davidowitz, chairman of Davidowitz & Associates, talking with us about the big news today in the retail sector that Dollar Tree and Family Dollar are getting together. Howard, thanks so much.
Thanks for the invitation.